In Bangkok today, another British woman faced trial for smuggling heroin in a condom in her body. Sandra Gregory admits the charge. Her travelling companion, Robert Locke, denies he was an accomplice.
As emotional as it is to watch that, because it's quite strange to see yourself as others see us, I suppose, and to see myself in such a state, which I think is probably why I put a bit of slap on every time I went to court. I'm looking at myself with lipstick on, thinking, that's so bizarre. But I didn't want people to know the squalor. I found it embarrassing.
The British are not yet directly in their path, but the fighting is getting closer.
How did this story fit journalistically into some of the other big world stories that were going on around that time?
We had Bosnia going on at the time. The whole row over Europe was fighting to get on air. But when you get that intimate piece of humanity, that's the story that everybody wants to know. That's the one that they're talking about in the gyms and in the pubs and on the buses. And it will break through and it will get to the top of the news agenda. And the more vulnerable that person, the more challenges and obstacles that person's taken over, the more we will play that story.
Just how important was shame in your thinking and your feeling?
It was there all the time. And it was there from the very beginning. I know when the lovely Jean Sharp from the British Embassy rocked up at the police station to see me, she said she wanted my parents' contact details so she could inform my parents. And I categorically told her to go away. Don't come back. Go away. Forget that you've ever seen me and do not tell my parents. I said, this is going to destroy them. I wasn't brought up to do this. And actually, she was one that said that maybe the media would be interested in this case, which I just totally dismissed. I thought, this is ridiculous. They're not going to be interested in this.
We've just seen a video where you were being filmed at a very early stage, six days.
That was 6 days afterwards,
so yeah. You've been in a holding cell till then, is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I saw them through several sets of bars milling around outside. Oh, my God, I was horrified. It was like, shit, I can't conceal this. I can't keep this to myself. And that's why I've got wet hair in those pictures and a bit of lipstick on again, because I knew immediately the media are there. Oh, my God, what do I do? I want them just to go away.
And this was no place with a nice changing room or a nice dressing facility.
No. There was, let's put it politely, a wet area. I also hadn't eaten for the 6 days. I couldn't eat. I hadn't slept very well. And then the bloody media rock up. And I had just assumed that maybe you invite these people into your life for publicity or whatever. And I couldn't invite them away. Whew, bloody media. Here I am doing it again. Many years down the line, but... media. Anyway.